There were 8 million stories in the Naked City, probably fewer in the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The strikeout king of Medicare podcasts. Wondering which earbud goes where, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast again. You've come at just the right time to join us for another exciting, scintillating episode of Medicare knowledge being conveyed from us to you. And if it's one of these episodes that doesn't have as much Medicare knowledge as it does mirth and humor, you'll still have a good time. And you can come contact us directly for any Medicare knowledge that you're going to need. In the meantime, we will be talking about things from my book, MedicareForTheLazyMan.com, available at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, and things related to Medicare from our website, which is MedicareForTheLazyMan.com. Did I say the book title correctly? It's Medicare for the Lazy Man, Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever. And the website is MedicareForTheLazyMan.com. And of course, you're listening to the podcast, which is the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. We are so happy to have you with us. The announcer that opened the episode is my Canadian nephew, Drew McMillan. He's a big time TV entertainer, but his show was yanked out from under him. So now he's looking for another gig. In the meantime, he is spending his spare time contributing to our Medicare podcast. So I'm always happy to have him opening up the episodes for us. And I'm always happy having Randy Carson pushing the buttons and sliding the slides and keeping the thing sounding really professional. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Doug. How you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty well, except at the end of the last recording session, you kind of alluded to the fact that many of us have a thing in our house that we find endlessly fascinating, and we feel kind of silly about being fascinated by it, but that would be a robotic vacuum. I assume you remember that conversation.
Oh, yeah. I'm you know, to your point, Doug, I'm fascinated as to how these things work, and I have spent much more time than I would ever like to admit following it around, wondering how it does what it does.
We used to have parties in which we would invite people over and say, okay, the object of the party is to watch the robotic vacuum, and people would be fascinated. You'd give them all a drink and they'd be walking around the house following this thing. And oh boy. And frankly, this brings to mind a story that I told last summer. This happened July of 2020, a year ago. And we have so many new listeners since then. I think it might bear a little retelling, but I live in a house that's like a fortress. It was built by a woman who inherited pretty much all the money in the world when she was just a teenage girl. And she grew up being a philanthropist and a very generous woman, but she also was concerned about security. And this was the days of the Red Army in Italy and people getting kidnapped and ears being cut off and all that stuff. So she built a house that's very, very secure. And I remember one night last July, there were thunderstorms that night, and they caused an interesting phenomenon. The night started for me somewhere around 2 o'clock in the morning when I realized that there was this crazy woman standing next to my bed, poking me, saying, "Get up, get up." I had no idea who this person was because I knew it wasn't my wife. She would be on the other side of me, but that wasn't her. So it was this crazy lady. And the person was yelling, "There's no electricity. Somebody is driving in the driveway and they're trying to break in the back door of the house." And none of those things made any sense to me because the house has a big its own power, not generator, but transformer in a place that can never be interrupted. It has its own, it has doors that are like fortresses, you know, castle gates, and It has exterior lights that allow us to walk around in the dark and see things clearly inside the house. None of that stuff was going on, and I couldn't figure out what, but this crazy lady, which turned out to be my wife after all, was telling me that these three things were happening. The power was out. I tested that by trying to turn on my lamp on my nightstand. The door was being broken down by invaders, and the driveway alarm kept buzzing, meaning that more cars were coming in. So I figured, okay, it was a gang of people coming to get us. They were trying to break the door down, and they had cut off the power already, because that's what I was led to believe by this crazy lady that turned out later to actually be my wife. So I reach into my nightstand drawer where I keep a pistol. No pistol. And I thought, uh-oh, this is bad. I remembered where I left the pistol because we had a real estate showing and a real estate open house, and the pistol turned out to be locked in the trunk of my 66 Impala. Which was out in the garage. I would have had to go through all of the intruders in order to get to the garage. So I decided I had to go out and confront these people. And I told her, you better call the cops if you hear me yelling. So I walked down this long, dark hallway from our bedroom towards the kitchen. In order to get there, I had to pass the pantry, which has French doors on it. And as I walked towards that pantry, I realized one of the French doors was standing partway open. And I thought, aha, I'll push the doors closed and hold them and trap the intruders in the pantry. And then I will be able to yell at Mary to call the police. And if I had my pistol, I'd be a lot safer, but this is the best I can do right now. So I pushed the French doors closed on the pantry, and I peeked into the crack between the doors, and I saw this light. And I thought, they have a flashlight in there? What's going on here? Well, it turns out that it was the robotic vacuum. When the power went off, the robotic vacuum woke up and decided to start vacuuming. And it was running around in the pantry, bouncing off the doors, which is how the doors kind of got to be standing open. Every time it hit one, it would turn and go back into the pantry. Had I had my pistol, that robotic vacuum would have been full of holes. And it was, but for the grace of God, me and the jail cell that I would be occupying for murdering my robotic vacuum. So I was lucky to find that out. The vacuum was lucky that I did not have my pistol in my hand, because it would have been a pretty sad state of affairs. So that was what happened to me in the middle of the night last July, one summer evening. And Randy, just sick of this story. He's heard it twice now. That's it. I don't want to hear anymore.
No, I enjoy the heck out of that story, because I can put myself in that position of what is that noise? Oh, I can absolutely put myself in that position. But I carry the robotic vacuum story. Maybe I don't have anything nearly that exciting, but I will tell you that we have robotic vacuums. And we've carried it to the point that they have names, okay?
Oh,
so
boy.
We talk about our vacuums by first name, and if Gladys doesn't make it back to her home station, she's the downstairs vacuum. Uh-huh. And Pauline upstairs, she's the upstairs vacuum. We always have to check to make sure they make it back to their respective homes so they can get recharged. But I do find them fascinating.
Well, we have friends who have bought robotic vacuums because we have them, and they've seen them and been fascinated by them. And one of them is a recent widow, and it's her boyfriend. She gave this. It has a whole backstory. It has a whole personality. Oh. She doesn't want to be alone. So, frankly, she has made that robotic vacuum into her new boyfriend. Well, listen. We should stop talking about fun things and start talking about Medicare. What do you think?
We really need to get out the little the little miniature bat that Dominic gave us.
That bat was really designed for only one purpose. That's to convince people to write glowing reviews on Amazon after they read the book. So it's got to be some other weapon that causes me to stick to business here. But
well, I'm gonna step up and exercise my authority as producer here and say, hey, we got to get after it. So let's get some Medicare on the air.
All right. I'm going to get after it right now. I've got an article here that I discovered somewhere. I love the tone of the article, but it was written in a lefty publication. So I'm not going to, and it's got a wacky ending that I'm probably going to just describe in brief terms. But this was written by Kay Tillo, a woman who apparently writes stuff. And it's the title of the article is Beyond the Medicare Advantage Scam. So I will start the article right now. In a television ad repeated incessantly, 60s quarterback star Joe Namath reads his lines to promote the Medicare coverage helpline. And then he says, are you getting all the benefits you deserve? He ticks off the new benefits. You may be able to lower your out-of-pocket costs and get extra benefits now, he says. The ad announces that the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, that's the government administration arm for Medicare. They're so ignorant, they can't spell their own acronym correctly. The acronym is CMS. It stands for Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So they forgot an M in their acronym. Anyway, the ad announces that CMS has officially authorized new benefits that Medicare Advantage plans may include. One simple call gives you free professional assistance to help you get more benefits and save money, says Namath. It sounds like a public service announcement from Medicare, but it isn't. It's a pitch to sign up in the privatized for-profit Medicare Advantage plans, and it's a scam. It's true that a person may be able to lower monthly costs by enrolling in one of these plans. That's a powerful incentive in a time when the majority of seniors, I hate that word, the majority of older people live on tight budgets, many just an inch from disaster. I'm not sure how true that is. The laws and regulations allow these insurance companies to lure people away from traditional Medicare, and congresspersons of both parties should be held responsible. Namath continues, and like you, I am at home staying safe, but I wanted to get this message out to make these uncertain times easier and safer while at home. Medicare Advantage plans have added new benefits, including telephone appointments with your doctors, in-home aids, home-delivered meals, home-delivered prescriptions, and so much more. He makes it seem to be a new opportunity provided by Medicare because of the coronavirus that is keeping us homebound. Speak for yourself, lady. But you don't get all the benefits automatically. You need to enroll. The easiest way to enroll is to call the Medicare Coverage Helpline. It is now more important than ever to make sure that your Medicare coverage is up to date, says Namath. It mimics a public service announcement. There are new benefits to help out during the pandemic, but the benefits aren't automatic. You have to enroll. That doesn't sound like you're abandoning your traditional Medicare plan and allowing Medicare to give an annual sum to the for-profit insurance company that has now taken you into its scheme. But once you sign up, you've been had. You may be okay for a time and save money monthly as long as you don't get sick. Once you need to use the plan, you will need to discover, or you will discover the problems that come from being in a for, boy, this woman really hates capitalism. You will discover the problems that come from being in a Medicare Advantage plan. She says a for-profit plan, but I'm all for profit. So she's referring to Medicare Advantage plans and the problems that are attendant with them. These plans make more money when they deny you care. Your choice of physicians will be restricted to a list. The specialist you need may not be anywhere near where you live. The hospitals and rehab centers will be limited. The post-hospitalization facility available to you is likely to be one with the worst reputation. The drugs you need may now cost a fortune. Tom Mills of San Diego was in one of these Medicare Advantage plans. Following a mitral valve repair and a mild stroke, his plan began to charge him hundreds of dollars a month in copays for drugs and other services. He had to pay $295 a night for a hospital stay. And then he learned even worse news. If he tries to escape these exorbitant costs by returning to traditional Medicare and a prescription plan, he will need a supplemental Medigap plan to handle the 20% copays and deductibles. But now he has a pre-existing condition. a broker for health insurance told Mills that no supplemental plan would cover him and that applying would be a waste of time. Namath did not mention that in the ad. When seniors or when people first sign up for a Medicare plan, they are protected by law against discrimination for pre-existing conditions in the purchase of a Medicare, a Medigap plan, a Medicare supplement plan. But when a person tries to change back to traditional Medicare later on, that protection is gone. Only four states have regulations that prohibit such practices. Mr. Mills no longer saves that monthly sum on his Medicare Advantage plan. He pays extra. The Medicare Advantage plans are smiling all the way to the bank. In 2019, each Medicare Advantage beneficiary cost taxpayers $11,822, while those in original Medicare cost $1,000 a year less. And that's 9% for the for-profit insurers. This woman really doesn't like profit. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, I'm just going to call them CMS, even though they misspelled their own acronym, they estimate that Medicare Advantage insurers will be overpaid by $200 billion over the next decade. That's $20 billion a year on the average. Despite the problems of purchasing a Medigap plan, a Medicare supplement plan, the negative experiences that Medicare Advantage patients encounter once they get sick induce many to return to traditional Medicare. It all works so well for the insurance companies. While the patient is healthy with few expenses, the company rakes in the money. Once the patient becomes ill and needs more care, many patients face massive expenses and will return to original Medicare. Now the extra expenses of a sicker patient will fall on the public once again. That's why this for-profit system functions. Or that's the way this for-profit system functions. The poor, disabled, the sick, and the elderly are covered under the public programs, Medicaid and Medicare, leaving the healthy, vibrant families to the private insurers who profit from the lower cost of care for the healthy. Not only do these Medicare Advantage insurance companies profit at the public trough, they use seniors who are signed up in their plans to lobby to Congress to continue with these ripoffs. America's Health Insurance Plans, the organization of health insurance companies, keeps the deception going, according to this author, by telling people to let their congressperson know that their Medicare plan is in jeopardy. All legislative efforts to reduce the massive ill-gotten gains of these companies are defeated by AHIPs, that's America's Health Insurance Plans, shrewd use of the popular Protect Medicare sentiment to ward off any reform of the Medicare Advantage plans. In 2019, 368 members of Congress, a solid majority, signed the letter in favor of Medicare Advantage plans. AHIP thanked Congress for the overwhelming support. The Senate letter includes 66 signatures, and the House over 300, including many who ought to know better. The insurance industry manipulates our democracy. I disagree with that. That's just the beginning of shameful marketing of Medicare Advantage plans. I don't disagree with that. The Joe Namath ad for the Medicare Coverage Helpline includes some tiny print that no one could possibly read on the television. Yeah, I can vouch for that. I took a photograph of the TV screen and blew it up, held it up in front of the camera, and Randy damn near had a heart attack that day. So it was an intense time of realization. And I didn't have time in a single podcast episode to actually read all the disclaimers that appear over Joe Namath's smiling face. Anyway, back to the article. The fine print of the ad says the Medicare Coverage Helpline is a private, for-profit lead generation campaign and does not offer insurance. It is not an insurance agency or a broker. Your call is sold to a licensed insurance agent. The ad also states that Medicare Coverage Helpline and others are all service marks or trademarks owned by Together Health PAP, P-A-P, LLC. In June of 2019, Together Health was acquired by the Health Insurance Innovations, a company that's facing at least two class action lawsuits over its alleged role in a health insurance scam that bilked millions of dollars from consumers and that the FTC shut down last fall, reported Truth in Advertising. All right, well, This woman's solution, I'm not reading the rest of the article, it goes on to be very deleterious to private enterprise. And frankly, I don't agree with that. She sees things, the glass is half empty, and I see the glass is half full. The solution to the abuses that Medicare Advantage plans are perpetrating on the economy, on the people, and on their customers can be avoided if people realize, rather than getting trapped in the Medicare Advantage plans from the get-go, enroll in a Medicare supplement plan with a Medicare, with original Medicare, Medicare Part A and Part B, and then get the Medicare supplement plan of your choice. And I'm always here to help you make that choice so that your protection will be guaranteed by law forever, as long as you pay the premiums every year. Medicare Advantage plans can be huge disappointments. They can change all of their important components, their doctor list, their hospital list, their benefit structure. Medicare supplement plans cannot do that. And so this whole problem that I just read about can be completely avoided by choosing correctly when you turn 65 or when you first retire. And that's to go with original Medicare and a Medicare supplement plan. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Randy. Where are we on the clock?
It's gone. It's out. But I do have, you know, I do have a few closing thoughts of my own. You know, for the most part, I agree with that article wholeheartedly. I don't necessarily agree that profit's a bad thing. Otherwise, we'd all be, you know, sitting around with our hand out. But anyway, having said that, I do agree with her, you know, her basic concept that Medicare Advantage plans are a ripoff. If you don't look very carefully, they will find a way to usher you into the nirvana that is called Medicare Advantage, and you will find that it's really basically a big fake. So, like, having said all that, what plan, what part is Medicare C? What does C stand for?
Crapola.
That's why they named Medicare Advantage. The plan was part C because you get nothing but crap. Okay. Yeah. That's the way I just take that to the bank. Remember it, because there's no such thing as a free lunch. Joe Namath has not taken any lunches to anybody, and I will pretty much guarantee you that Joe's not on an Advantage plan.
It's absolutely not. And I will clean it up just a little bit by saying, in my book, I have said Medicare Advantage plans are just fine until you get sick. And then it's going to be too late for you. Your options will be gone, and you won't be able to improve your lot in life except to just go to another piece of crapola every annual election period in the fall. That's the only thing you can do. While you're healthy, take a Medicare supplement plan and original Medicare, and that's going to give you the best protection that money can buy. And it's not that much money.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. And, you know, go for the high value side of it. You know, just get Doug's book, go to Amazon.com. You know, you will hear them called high deductible, but that's a very unfortunate name. Doug and I have chosen to refer to them as high value plans. They're actually the high deductible plans, but I call them high value.
And that's a very nice way to accurately describe the Medicare supplement plans that I offer to people so they don't get trapped in a crappy Medicare Advantage plan.
Absolutely. So go get your book. Pass them out for Christmas, pass them out for Hanukkah, pass them out whenever you stand on a street corner and pass them out, because really you are doing people, if you get one of these books in their hands so they read it, you're doing them a huge favor to make their life a lot simpler going forward as they enter the forest of Medicare.
Right on, sister. Oh, your brother. Right on, brother.
So anyway, we need to land the plane. And don't forget to write Doug. Doug is getting very lonesome. Doug wants some letters. He wants packages and letters. I don't know. We'll try to get him some. DBJ.
DBJ at MLMmailbag.com.
That's right.
I go to the electronic mailbag every day, and I hope for more. And sometimes there's some there, and I'm happy. And other times it's empty, and I'm sad. So.
Tell, you know, ask questions, tell us stories about your experiences with Medicare. And I would be really happy personally if I could get someone to write Doug and tell them some of the downside, the horrendous mistakes they made and will admit to signing up for an Advantage plan.
There you go. There you go.
Well, so anyway,
thank you for your work today, Randy.
You're welcome. And thank you, the audience, for joining us. They could have been 100 different places and they weren't. They were sitting with us around the metaphorical coffee table with rapt attention, paying attention to everything we said, I'm sure. And we are looking forward to coming back again next time.
Absolutely.
But in the meantime, what have we done? We have spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma and the CEO of MedicareForTheLazyMan.com.
Bye-bye.